Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 15, 2019. Can we move forward without dissents? Question: can we move forward without dissents and disappointments? Answer: no, we cannot. But we should relate to such states not as a dissent, but as the revelation of even greater and greater shattering of our common soul. These are not dissents, but problems that I can fix again and again. Moreover, why should I relate to a dissent negatively, with fear, oh, now something else will be revealed? On the contrary, it is said that you should search for where there are more problems, like an old man who is looking for something he lost. He knows that without these problems he will not advance. Therefore, he is called an old man, meaning a man who has wisdom and experience. We just need to tune into the fact that there are no problems in life. It is always only the Creator's attitude toward me that excites me in such a way that I feel the need for him. From the Kabbalah Lesson in Russian, February 12, 2019. Flying to a beautiful future. Question: how does the light decide who is worthy to cross the Muxum barrier? Answer: the light operates upon us simultaneously, and according to our strength, purity, and similarity to the light, we aspire to the goal in our own individual way, at different speeds. Try to be as close as possible to the light in your qualities and you will literally begin to fly, as if through the air, to this beautiful future. Question: can a Kabbalist, with the force of his screen and thought, travel in time, backward, forward, like in a time machine? Answer: traveling in time means having a screen. Yes, it is possible. But again, what for? There can be nothing egoistic. This is not like some kind of corporeal journey. I want to fly above the clouds. Here I am referring to taking off with the force of my will, tremendous internal tension, by bringing myself closer to the upper qualities of bestowal and love, to a universal greater distribution. In this way, I can fly. These are all very serious efforts. From the Kabbalah Lesson in Russian, the 28th of April 2019. New Life Number 277. The Male Brain and the Female Brain, Part 2.
Hello to you. Thank you for being with us here in New Life, the series of educational discussions with Rav Leitman. Hello, Rav Leitman. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. We want today to learn how to improve our lives, how to build them as a new life, so they'll truly be new and good. Not just good, but much better and improved. Probably in order to make our life better, we need to learn a few things that we don't understand exactly today, and we don't feel, and we don't know how to manage them in a simple way. And as we look at our lives, we see that we are both men and women, and we all want to take our life to a better place. And with that, there are huge differences in the study of the mind, of the male mind and the female mind. We want to today study this. There's an inner mind, brain, intellectual, emotional differences, so that we'll be able to advance and learn how to build this completion that will take both of us, both men and women, to a better life. Be with us. There will be a lot to take towards our life. Nitza, why don't you open the discussion, please? So the male and female mechanism truly represents systems. If we can look at it schematically, the man always represents the logical, linear, logical way, 1, 2, 3, very clear. And woman represents the thinking that is more emotional, more she takes into account experiences, memories, a lot of imagination, and really it makes an impression that there's a system. If I were to depicted to mind and intellect and feeling, that we need to find this connecting point between the two. And this is the question of questions. How do you combine between such a system that absorbs in reality and an experiential emotional way to a male system that absorbs reality in a form of collecting of data in an organized manner? And we need to find this ability to connect and between these two systems. So the question is, how do we find this connection point between systems that in their definition are operating in a different way? But we talked already about the fact that the mind is a result of the desire, yes, and therefore you cannot just connect one brain system to another brain system until our desires will be connected. Meaning, we need to talk about the completion of our desires, and then also the minds will be accordingly connected. Meaning that we need to first of all find this initial connection point needs to be the completion between our desires, that the female and the male desires will find a certain basis for connection. What can be such a basis for connection between the desires? What can cause such a meeting between the desires? I don't think that today it's possible, because we all in all are in a very flawed, warped reception of reality. And hence we seemingly need to receive a certain initial point from which we will start our coming closer, our approximation. We need to define this point. The point is as such: if we see that the future in our good development is such that we connect, truly connect to a unified form, we need to understand what that form is. And this form doesn't come from the flaw like we have now, where each sex acquires some behaviors, observation of the other sex. No, but rather a man is in his and the woman is in hers. Rather, what does happen is that we choose the goal, and in the goal we connect. Our purpose, our goal, or our future goal, is the form of bestowal that will come from the cell, which is called the family of a man and a woman. And therefore, if the goal is to build a cell which will influence, which will bestow towards others, what does it mean to bestow or influence? In meaning that it will be good, that it won't think of itself, but rather will think about the connect onwards from her, from itself onwards to other such cells, then a man and woman must build this cell, who must build this cell, must rise above themselves and to acquire a desire of the other, and to work with his mind in order to fill the desire of the other. And then they will become one cell. And then, from their common mind, which serves their common desire, which is included from each other, they will already start to be truly as one. They will discover a unified form, which is truly called family or couple. It's not what we have today. And this family, this couple, which is as one unit, will truly be complete within itself in the unifying of the desires, as each from his desire works to fill the other's desire with his mind. This is how we use each other. And later, as we influence from this family cell to all the rest, and this is how the cells connect to some mechanism. And such many mechanisms connect between them, and everything goes according to the rule that we are influencing, bestowing by our common inclusion in each other. Only in such a way can there be completion, perfection. In this process of completion, let's enter, let's say, into one cell here. I understand that we need to build in the first stage between a man and woman a certain one cell of connection between them, and then these cells connect, and then we have a society which connects. Let's look inside this one cell. You're saying that the male desire and the female desire, and as a result of this, they're opposite and contradictive. This cannot be resolved in a direct manner. Only if the man or the woman comes to the other side from a desire to acquire the other's desire and to put my mind in service of her needs for the sake of the matter, and she does the same towards me, then we work in a completion way. No. That you're going to integrate between you because of the attainment of the external goal, which is what? Which is to be as one in order to influence what's outside of you. So far, you engaged in filling the needs of your family. You in a necessary way from a lack of choice so that you'll have a family in her in a complete manner. Now we saw that in this process we are destroying the family. The family cannot exist. The desire of a woman, all in all, is, and this is a question, we need to scrutinize it. It cannot be realized for some reason. There are no families, they're being destroyed from this. A woman's not satisfied, a man's also not satisfied, and from this, all of society is deteriorating to the depths of the crisis. Development can be only under the condition that we stop caring about what there will be inside the family, but rather that we start being concerned about all the families together. The approach becomes an integral approach. We're all associated with one system. If we take into account that there cannot be completion, perfection in a couple inside a family, unless it's under the condition that all the couples and all the families are like that, and in this way we build the big society in the form of mutual connection. And all of this society is also like one couple coming through all the efforts of the men and all the efforts of the women to some one image of one man. Only in such a manner we will be able to exist. Within this whole dynamics that has many stages and many causes and consequences, and consequences that become causes, in the end, inside this basic cell, inside this big embroidery, they have a man and a woman, yes, that need to build this initial cell that needs to connect through all of these systems. So let's get and enter into this one cell. What kind of completion does there need to be between a man and woman? I don't know, but for the sake of the collective goal. What do you mean you don't need know what kind of completion there needs to be? It's not important to me what kind of completion. If I do not take into account that goal, that we are all connecting to one, or as one, then I also can't make any action that is correct within myself. Okay, so there's a general big goal that we all become as one. Yes, and this idea, this dwells upon everyone, all the individuals. I want to understand this goal. What does it mean that we become one? The image of one, the completion to one. What happens to the male and the female within this one? They disappear. They become as one. Then all of humanity also becomes as one cell. One is not man or woman, but rather what comes out from their connection. Okay. Meaning our goal needs to be that each of our goal needs to be, all in all, to become one to some. What is this? This is called that I rise above my ego and operate only for the sake of connection. Only for the sake of connection. As connection is that form that we're birthing all together. Meaning connection is our goal, actually? Could we say it? Well, even deeper there, inwards, what do we discover in this connection between us? That everything disappears in the definition of one, in the discernment of one. There we discover the new form of life in a new dimension. This is actually what we call about unity. This is unity is the means to attain that new form of life which is completely above the unity. Above the unity. Because the unity, we're talking only from the sake of the connection between us. From the point of our desires that work in a reciprocal manner and a mutual, and the forces that we work in order for us to connect together. But after we connect everything together and we truly become the emotion, the feelings and the mind as one, we attain something there. The new life. And then for the sake of attaining this new life, we work. When we talk about one, we're talking about our kli, our vessel that we feel. But what we feel, that's what we operate for. Want to ask something? Yes, so the goal is to be one. Yes. From one, so everyone will be one. So everything will become one, from the contradictions, from the opposites, from everything that there is in this reality. So everything will be connected to be one. Did I understand correctly the goal? Yes. Meaning if there is inside this thing that is not one, opposites and contradictions, we need to invert them in a way so that they will become one. Yes, and in each individual private part, there has to be the same goal, that it will direct each and every one in the correct way towards also the individual goal. Okay, so I wrote as a summary in two words, to be one. I defined it correctly. So now I need to hold in my mind all the time that my goal is to be one, that our goal is to be one. Right. Now, going back to the basic self, in other words, it's called to be bestowing, to be a bestower. When you defined earlier to bestower, you said something like to be good, to do good. Bestower means that I receive the desire of the other and rise above my desire in order to use my desire and my mind in order to fill the desire of the other. Wonderful. Now, this interaction that you described, how is it realized and implemented in reality? We'll go back into the basic cell which makes up the society, which has two opposites, male and female. And you told us in studies the male and female brains are opposite. It's from the fact that they have a male desire and a female desire, which are opposites. When you described and defined the acceptance of the other's desires and to use my mind in order to fill her desire, in my first state, I need to differentiate two parts, to receive the desire of the other, to feel it, to understand it, and then to use my mind and my abilities in order to serve this desire. How can I receive and understanding what the desire of a woman is if my mind is a male's mind, and my desire is what drives me. How can I understand what her desire is opposite if it's opposite of me? This whole technology is called integral education. There's a difference between the ability of mine. Let's say if I'm looking at my desire as a woman and another desire which is also of a woman, to connect to a woman desire. Because here we're talking about connection to the other. Now, the other doesn't have a sex. So I wanted to look at it, the direction of one who's a male, or is there differences in how I connect it? If the other is a male or a female, then it's different. No, almost completely not. It doesn't matter who the other is. I am going to fill his desires. His is not male or female. Theirs. It's unisex. How do I know what she wants? To know what is in the heart of his friend. So if before me is a man, I'm a man also, I can understand a man. Because we have a similar perception, we have a similar mind, a similar desire. When we're talking about a woman, how can I implement this first stage to understand what she wants? You need to be together in a society and in an environment which will influence you, those values of bestowal, of being as one, yes, as being as one, to be a bestower, as you said, a giver. Or you can write the love of others. Love of others. The goal, love of others. Wonderful. Now, let's say I want to love her. So you told me there's two stages, not her or him. The other. No, it's important because if we're defining that we have opposite minds and opposite desires, then each operates from his. What is it important? No, you said I need to receive her, absorb her. For me here, the difference is between the sexes because it operates from what they are. What is it important that she's a man or she's a woman? Or that it's a man or that it's a woman? What is it important to me? Each rises above all his inclinations, the corporeal inclinations they have, which are associated with the beast in us, let's say, in what we were born with, and how we exist, and it's not important to us at all. What mind, what brain, what desires we have. The main thing is to rise above them because they're completely egotistical. I need to rise above them, and it's not important to me what kind of desires there are and what inclinations and tendencies. None of that is important, completely. But rather to rise above, and with all of my abilities to check what the other wants, and the other, the same thing, does towards me. And all of this we're doing in our work, and we talk about this in order to attain the higher state where we are connected as one, in order to be as one, to bestow more to others. So it works out that I don't need to investigate or study or research in this whole thing. This study, there's no place for it. But rather, while we're rising above our nature and connecting above our nature with each other, we will start to feel all those inclinations in us. But under the condition that we will use them in mutual bestowal, in mutual connection for the sake of a higher state. And not that we mess with the whole laundry here. Can I ask about this process you described? In this process you described, there's a chain of things that the first of them that I need to feel what she wants. No. In this process, you need to first of all be in their environment, which will serve this goal, which will broadcast to me and tell me that this is the important thing, this is the high value for the serving of others. And then you are both are influenced from this field, from this rumor, from this knowledge. And we want to be connected to this state. And then you said that I need to absorb what the other wants and to put my abilities to serve the other. I want for us to focus only on one action. How do I receive or absorb what she wants? You try to rise above your desires, above your calculations, to feel without her telling you, her desires and thoughts, they're actually not hers, it's actually his. What does she have in her desire and in her mind in order to attain the goal, and helps her attain the goal? You're not relating to her corporeal necessity. Well, let's say we feel that. She'll receive what she needs, as many calories as she needs, and all the things that she needs for her home, for her children. We are talking, you're relating to her as an object that you need to supply this spiritual ascent. What is this spiritual ascent? Spiritual ascent means upliftment towards bestowal.
Okay.
And nevertheless, within this, the first action is to feel without her telling me her desires and thoughts. And within this approach, as you relate to her in such a way, what does she need for her spiritual upliftment? You start to feel what she really wants, what she needs. And that's what you relate to, and this is what you put all your might into. You supply to her the abilities. And she does the same towards you. And then you connect between you already at that level, and this is called the corrected spousal or couple life. How do I supply to her what she wants and what's important? You can talk about this, but under the condition that you first of all rise each above each other's ego, and each is in the inclination to help each other in the spiritual upliftment, each for the other, and then you start, please start talking between you. Everything that you will do in the connection between you, in the connection in your emotions, in your bodies, in desires and thoughts, through talking, through all that you want, it will all be only for the sake of connecting as one. Then you will understand each other. When she will talk, will I understand her? According to your perception, will I understand her? Even without talking. Yes, even without talking. How will I understand her without talking? If she's a woman and I'm a man? Because you, well, it's not important. Here, it's completely not important. Why? You said there's an endless gap between each towards the other, builds himself also as a man and also as a woman. Meaning that I enter into the other in order to help him, so I become as a man. When I give the other to help me, then I'm as a woman. Wait, even before that, because now you progressed on this process a little bit. You're saying that each in our mutuality here can carry out a male and a female action here towards the other. Yes, when we receive from each other, it's a female. When we give, it's to each other. This is a male form, and this is how we advance. But whoever is going to carry out this is a man and a woman. And according to your claim, can carry out a male and a female action towards the other. I don't think there's room to talk here about the difference between the sexes on the plane of this world. I don't think. Of course, there are differences, nevertheless, until we correct ourselves. That's what I'm asking, not at the end of the process, from its beginning. But this you will scrutinize throughout the process. The whole thing is completely not associated with... Of course, each completes the other in a way that only he can complete. The man helps the woman and can fill her desires specifically because he is a man, and a woman can fill the desires of the man specifically because she is a woman. Here, but there is here maybe the ability to talk in a psychological manner. A woman needs to support the man, she needs to help him, she needs to encourage him, she needs to do kind of like with children, like a mother does, supports, cares for them. A man needs to draw forward more, to awaken the deficiency more, to rise and with it. I'm not interested in a psychological matter. I'm asking about this action, which is made up of two actions. The first action to get what the other wants, and the second action, which is to operate for the other. Am I being precise here? First to absorb what the other wants, and then to work towards that, filling that. Right. I'm asking only one claim that I don't understand. Only that I want to understand. How am I, as a man, going to understand what she wants? We're opposite. She wants spiritual ascent. Okay, how do I feel or absorb, even without words, you said, what she wants and what she's thinking? How? This is in her, what she wants and thinks. I want to absorb that in order to advance in this process that you just gave us. If you rise above your ego and want to enter into her desires in order to help her to also rise above her ego, to also help her rise above her ego, you start to receive what you need to do for her. What does it mean to rise above my ego as a man? To connect to the upper state, meaning also on behalf of a woman, it's the same thing. Here we really almost exit the corporeal definition of what a man is and what a woman is. How? Man and women are opposite in this state. The bestower in each person is called the man, and the receiving from each is called a woman. How do we carry out that action where we almost completely come out of this male or female nature? What is this metamorphosis of that takes us out of this? What are we carrying out? This is called faith above reason. It's called an action of upliftment above the degree of the beast and coming out to the degree of a human being. This is an action that both a man and a woman can carry out. Yes? And then I uplift myself above my man and she from her woman. What is it called that I'm coming out of my man's nature? What do I do in order to do this? By us preferring the spiritual goal above all our corporeal life. What is this in simple words? That for me, bestowal is a supreme value compared to reception. What did you say again? What is bestowal? As bestowal is called participation in the other, filling the other in order to raise him and with him to a higher degree of bestowal, where we connect to a definition called one. Now, if I, as a man, think about that, that already disconnects me from my male nature. And also a woman, it relatively disconnects from her nature. Let's deal with the man first, and then we'll understand a woman. How does this disconnect me? By the influence of the environment. That's what gives me the importance to want this. And also through the environment, you get the forces to do so. Well, I'm not even asking about the desire for this or the forces for this. I'm not asking. I'm asking, where did the male nature go to? When a man thinks about this and gets desires to do such processes, then you say he carries out it, he executes this. Where does the male nature disappear to? He's a man that's carrying this out. Why does it disappear? You're saying it disappears. I don't know. No, the male nature disappears and he acquires a spiritual nature, meaning a nature of bestowal. He ascends above his nature. We leave the degree of animate and we move to the degree of speaking. What's the difference between male and female in corporeality and in spirituality? A male and female in spirituality is in each and everyone, both in a male and in a female. Bestowal is called a man, a male, and the reception is called a woman. So, in each and every one, there is both a man and a woman. When you say in the corporeal and in the spiritual, if I understand correctly, Cabril is if we are operating for this according to the egotistical nature, everything for the sake of myself, self-love, that's Cabril. And spiritual is love of the others, that you said? Above self-love. So let's look now in this way. This is, did give us a good discernment. So self-love, which is the Kapril, there is male and female that are not capable, they're differentiated because the ego is differentiating between them also. When you see ego here, what do you mean? The desire to enjoy each from the others is, it has a male form and a female form. When we go to bestow love of the others, then already each and every one discovers that within him he has also a desire to receive, enjoy, and enjoyment and pleasure, and also a desire to bestow pleasure and enjoyment to the other in order to ascend to a higher degree. And therefore he has both a man and a woman in him. I still don't understand in this whole story how a man will understand a woman. The spiritual I understood. You can understand her in only one way, that she wants to ascend, she wants to rise to the degree of a spiritual woman or a man-woman or us spiritual or one. Only in that I can understand her. I will never, according to my mind, understand a woman. And in general, others, I can't understand. Even us, two men, I can't enter into your mind and into your heart. I can't. I can only in your heart and mind enter to the degree in which it inclines or tends towards our common goal. Only in that place, in that level, in that state, I can understand you. How can I? This is called that we initially have, I initially have attributes of yours, that you have your and your qualities, then we're one and not two. You can't understand me because you're a man? No, because I am I and you are you. Can a woman understand someone else? No, and also a man can't. Can a man understand a woman? In general, no. But also a man can't understand another man. He also can't understand another man. To understand means that I have the same properties, the same qualities, same understanding, same approaches, same education, everything the same like yours. So from what I have, I understand that is like me. I understand. That's why no one understands the other. Only this is such a concealment that we say, yes, I understand them because I build a certain model and then I somehow operate. But this is not understanding. This is not to the one as one man in one heart. This is just like that. If we want to connect, we need to connect only according to above our ego, where each is differentiated from each other. Rather, each rises above himself and wants to bestow to others. By wanting to bestow to each other, there we connect. Can you imagine to yourself, describe to yourself a state in which a man can understand a woman? Yes. How? Describe it to me. How is it important? I understand her desire to ascend, to be uplifted, to connect to everyone and be with everyone. That desire, I understand, because I too am in the same desire. But she's a woman and I'm a man. We are now in bestowal. Mutual bestowal. Why are you a woman and a man and she's a man, a woman? I have a mind. No, you're not operating. You're operating in new minds and new heart desires. My mind right now is built the way it is right now. It's built for the mechanism of self-love. Yes, that's how it's built right now. Yes, therefore it is differentiated, cut off of others. This cut is done by a special action in nature, which is called the shattering. Meaning that also me as a woman, that I have a quality of association with emotions and empathy, it's not because I want to do good for someone, but just because through this feeling I see how I can absorb better for myself. Yes, That's actually the matter here. Now, when we move to this new desire, which is called love of others, some new desire, you said it's somewhere here in the middle. So what now? I develop a new mechanism in our mind, of course, a new goal, a new desire you have in order to implement it and to reach this new goal. With a new desire to come to the new goal, you need a new mind. You need a new mechanism altogether, a new program, a new software, a different approach, a new observation of and sight of life. So how do I develop my mind? What is the brain, cells that are connected, that is constantly reestablished anew, that has, when there's a certain influence upon it? Yes, it's like in a computer. You put this program or this software or that software. When you buy a computer in this store, you're buying just memory cells, hardware. Yes, that's called hardware. It's like steel. What's the difference between hardware and a live computer? That it already has connections, right, between the different cells, which is called a software. This software, in accordance with what you want to receive, what you need to process, what data, in what way. Now, as you're processing your data in order to influence others, you have a different program. A totally different piece of software, a different program. And you're truly operating the brain cells also that are different. That until today, until now, we're not in use. Do you know what power of your brain you're using? A very small percent. 2-3%. So what do we need the rest? 95%, let's say, of your brain. Where are they? Now you're starting to use them. Really, even the brain studies and brain surgeons claim that they know very little about the brain, that they're broad parts that are completely disappearing. They don't know what their use is, meaning that the use will start in them when we decide together that our goal is love of others. Then, actually, you start to operate brain cells and desires too. Also new desires. Also in accordance with the brain that you are using in these 2-3%. Also, in the desires that you're using right now, you're using those percentages, those 2-3%. And all the rest of the desires then start to be revealed and bestowed towards others. You start to discover desires, what desires? Truly endless ones compared to the true so few. And you start to understand that so far you existed only on the beastly plane. It's like we were playing in the sandbox so far right now, even less than that. Because the interaction is on the end. Then you truly assimilate something to the true life. It's like some kind of child's play. So it's even less than that. Even less than that. You talked now about the brain structure. There is a male and female brain structure, different attributes on behalf of nature, sensitivity, empathy, the ability to support others, intuition. These are things that are more female. Male attributes, the ability to solve solutions, hierarchy, competition, aggressiveness. These are all male attributes. What happens with the brain, male brain and the female brain inside this process with these attributes? If we're talking about the fact that we're using a new heart and a new mind, a new brain, then I don't understand these questions. It's as if the differences between man and woman disappear. They both start to receive and bestow. They all both start to use a new desire, which is called a woman in each, and in a desire to receive, which is to receive also in order to bestow. But in short, they both start to become bisexual, meaning the connection is it's It's this two sex parts inside the one. These images become like shadows, and they in our world they're walking around and they don't understand each other. Each is just absorbing from the environment whatever. It's worthwhile for him to absorb as much as possible. When you say in this world, you mean in the current state of each being in self-love. Yes, in our current state. And we are not in connection, in mutual connection. We're not. What understanding do you want to talk about here of man and woman and in general? There's nothing at all we don't understand about others. I only somehow look how I can with the eyes and everything shut, how I can exploit others. That's all I look at. In order to open our eyes and to start opening our ears and start breathing and feeling, I need to exit myself. To exit myself. And then, under the condition that I connect with others, I start to discover what's outside of me. How can I get to know something if I don't enter into it? And how do I enter into it? I need to neutralize myself, because otherwise I just want to receive. As much as comes. I don't exit myself. I can't even receive anything from them. I can't receive. Because to receive something for the other, I need to learn what there is in the other. And in order to know that, I need to enter within him. Meaning there is here a very big problem. We don't understand how much we are in our state, in a world of blind people. And when the eyes open, a person becomes bisexual, a bisexual creature, he becomes whole. A whole is bisexual? No, whole. A whole is not bisexual? No. You said bisexual. Well, I said it like that. Let's say he's got both sex. He has both male and female in him, within each and every person, whether he's man or a woman, together. Yes. As long as he exited from self-love to the love of others. That's the means. Okay, and then he became a creature that has a male part and a female part. Let's say I, as a man, go through such a metamorphosis. There is nothing about you that you are a man, or that she will do from her behalf that she's a woman. Let's say I'm coming out that I'm a man. There's a quality of sensitivity and empathy that I don't have as a male right now. I'm not sensitive. I'm not empathy. I don't get all that. I don't have that in me. I went through this process of development of perception, of awareness. I became both sex, a new person. But not just your awareness, the qualities are new. So now I have these female things of empathy and sensitivity. They're not necessarily female. I also don't agree with the fact that your woman said here that women have more empathy. It's studies, in the study of the brain. So you abstain about that. So there's something that's different between the male perception and the female perception right now, naturally. Are there differences between men and women? Of course. Tell me something that I have as a man and I don't have because she's a woman. That because I'm a man, I don't have it, and she as a woman does have something that doesn't have men and as a woman. She is closed inside the family. She and I, you see your engagements especially outside the family. Okay, now I, in this process, this metamorphosis from loving myself to loving everyone. Now I became closed inside the family. Is that a quality that I didn't have? It doesn't enter in me because I have both sexes? No. You're both operating towards bestowal. You're not exchanging your sexes and not becoming the other sex. So how did I become of both sexes? That in you have also the force of reception and also the force of bestowal, and they both operate in order to bestow. What are these completely new qualities that we didn't have? Of course. What do you want to take your beast to the next level of development? Meaning, you are ascending to the next degree of development only with the idea. What idea? To develop above the level of the egotistical, limited beast, which is closed within this reality. And the crisis and all the problems are only pressing you in order for you to rise up there. To develop, when you say to develop above this beast, even though you're kind of saying it in a personal way, you're saying to develop above self-love. I'm talking as a scientist. It doesn't matter if you're a biologist or... Well, I'm not talking about... you're talking to me right now. The fact that you're talking is called that we are talking about... We're defining the degree of human is not our degree. That's what I said. It's a terminology. So I understand there's two things here so that I will get hurt from this. I understand that there's self-love and self and love of others. And that's called a beast. According to you, that's called a beast. And love of others is called the degree of a human, which is the next level that we need to develop towards. Now let's see if I understood. I see that throughout history, thousands of generations, there was a complete disconnect between the male sex and the female sex. And then throughout the technological development, this basic differentiation kind of broke a little bit. There a certain mix occurred. In this mix, each side absorbed qualities, influences between the male and female parts. And now as I'm listening to you, to the things you're hearing, you're saying evolution continues. In our next level of evolution in men and women, these differences disappear completely, and a whole human this occurs that has both sexes, that has both male and female inclinations. Am I correct? Are I precise in this? Are you talking about the bodies, our bodies in this world, or are you talking about our awareness? About awareness. Well, I'm not saying that also I'll have female sexual parts, but yes, we will see all of a sudden that we, each of us, has both sexes in his awareness. Each has a will to receive, and the intention above it in order to bestow, which is called the female part in him, and with the screen and the reflecting light, meaning that part will be called the man in him, or malchut, which is called woman, and the first nine sfirot will be the man in him. Then we already start to talk in a new terminology of a new structure in a human being that didn't that wasn't there before, and his beast will remain his beast. What's his beast? My body? What, it's not a beast? We learn it in zoology. Let's say my body in medicine and physiology. So what? I in the university learned zoology, physiology, and I'm sorry, anatomy, physiology, and psychology. The three things. Let's say they taught us because we needed to know medical instruments and the whole connection between technology and medicine. In biocybernetics, as I studied. So what's the difference? What's the difference? The doctor that studies human body is called a doctor. Meaning a person that studies this knowledge, through this knowledge. And the guy that knows the same thing in animals and beasts is called a veterinary doctor. Well, what's the difference? Our physical body, by the way, let's say we went through this process, and we're now, nothing changes physically. Let's say now I put our mind right now to this big thing, and we went through this process of the love of others. Does something change? Nothing. Even though they wanted to constantly study between Einstein and some street sweeper, also they can't find. And if they find something, they think that that's the difference. There's no difference. Meaning, biologically, it will continue the same way. Yes, externally it would appear the same way. Although psychologically, it also affects our biology, and we will be healthier, because that's one structure. If I am immersed in one goal, then also my body seemingly is in that psychological standing, and it also influences my, let's say, our zoology, our physiology, of course, but not that we change all of a sudden. What, all of a sudden the bones are going to change? There's no such thing. So what? I'm not allowed to do a blood transfusion or to replace parts of my body from another person? You can do that? What is that not allowed from a Gentile or to a Jew or from a beast, even from a pig or from anything like that? What does that associate our physical body with those things? There's no prohibition here. Meaning our connection is only in the degree of awareness, not in the physical body. Yes, we can do all kinds of infections. They do all kinds of surgery. They put like an eye's retina in both eyes. So what, do I see like a pig now? So this is awareness. Is that where the humankind is developing, where a man and woman become something whole? That is much more wholeness than you just wanting to just combine them together. Can you describe it? First of all, is that our future development? Is that the evolution of our awareness as human beings? Or is that not a metamorphosis of our body, but is this the metamorphosis of our awareness? Yes, we are in a crisis in order to define from it, from what's going happening upon us. Let's say let's hope it's enough. If not, there will be more problems and more sufferings in order to define that our development must be in a totally different plane, not materialistic. Because this crisis needs to bring us to the recognition of evil in our corporeal, egotistical development. And then we will have to decide, earlier or later, sooner or later, we will have to decide that our participation can only occur in rising above matter, meaning not about above our will to receive, but also above this materialism. Materialism is self-love. It's also self-love. And also, in general, the sensation, the feeling of this matter in general. But that's already the next state. Well, let's talk about the next stage, because I don't even understand this stage yet. When we do this upliftment, this rising, this ascent, in the end of the ascent, I become a whole person, right? Yes. And I have then both a male and female part in me. This is this the bisexual kind of thing. In you right now, you have nothing of this. I'm saying, compare between a man right now. You're taking what you have right now, from what you have right now, only one point. Which point? A point with which, from this moment onwards, you start to disconnect from yourself. You keep this animal, this beast, in its necessary existence, and you supply that for it, and also your woman will agree for this. You build such a family in which you need more than existing normally in this world, and without any excess. For if you could even concede for those necessities, you'd be even happier. You talk to me about love. Wait. And then you rise above all this life only with this idea. This is called a point, the point of desire, to only be above materialism. We want to be in bestowal, above ours, above ourselves. How do we help each other to be as such? Now you start to think, how do we receive, absorb this integral education in such a manner? How do we enter into such a society that also education and also the society, all the actions, all the workshops, everything will help us to rise with this point to exit ourselves? And then we start from that point, by the influence of the environment, to develop the new part in us. The new part in us, which is called the spiritual human that's in each and every one of us. But in this spiritual human, we feel that we're not two. We feel ourselves as one, because each completes the other, and together we ascend. We rise above our materialism. The materialism continues. Of course, we care for the necessity, but no more than that. Our materialism also takes on a different manner of spiritual upliftment. Nothing happens in it above nature. But what we engage in only in order to rise to that degree of bestowal and love of others. Where's the man and the woman, which is in the whole person? We operate together here. There's no man and there's no woman. We only have one goal. Well, I understand that, but me, myself, I become a whole person. You are whole and she is whole. So if I'm whole, there's a male and a female part in me. What are they? Describe them to me. A will to receive is called female, and a will to bestow above it is an intention, which is called male. I understand. Can you broaden that? What is the male part in a whole person? What is the female part in a whole person? In a whole person, his desire is called female, and directing this desire for the attainment of the goal is called male. There's a desire in me. What desire? To enjoy. That's the matter of creation. It does not change. And when I direct this desire to receive to attainment of the goal, which is completely bestowal, how do I bring this desire to enjoy to enjoying bestowal towards the others? This direction is called man. Meaning a man draws the woman to an exalted goal, and the woman agrees with the man to be in this. And if a woman went through this process and became a whole person, what is she built with? The same thing? The same thing? So if we're trying to summarize this process that we started even on the previous program, that we were born male and female, it's supposed to serve somehow in the end to come to this love of others. So how do you close this process for us? Different, opposite, different, and opposite, and each supports the other. But between you, there is the possibility to be connected to all the floors, all the levels of creation, still vegetative and animate, especially animate, and the exit from animate to the degree of speaking. And the degree coming out of the degree of animate to the degree of speaking is what you as two can do. In our world, we have male and female in two bodies. In a higher world, the male and female are in each and every body. That's it. Therefore, it all exists in one person. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Our time is finished. We have many ideas to think about. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you, too, for being with us. One man, new life. All the best.